Just tuned into your girl, DJ Lella, and this is DJ Lella and the fam giving it to you straight with no chaser, music, life, and all that other good-ish, and this is your Southern New Yorker. How are you? It's Wednesday, November 25th. Are you excited? It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. I know a lot of us can't travel and go anywhere, but that's okay. You know, you need to make the best of the time that you have off. Because I know a lot of you are off on Friday, so take the time to relax and do what you got to do and get things done. working on that list of happiness is one. Working on your plan on what you're going to do to make things better. I know we got a lot going on these days, you know, with COVID and, you know, a lot of life changes that we got to make. But you know what? We got to do whatever we got to do right now. I mean, the time is now at this point. That's how I feel. So we need to do what we got to do to make things better. And that's about it. I got a couple of questions for y'all this morning. I'm going to give my shout outs first. I'm going to give my shout out to DJ Junes, the hottest. I mean, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. He has a lot of music and videos. He has a lot of instructional videos on DJing and equipment and mixes for the most part on YouTube and on his SoundCloud and on DJ Junes Entertainment, at DJ Junes Entertainment on IG. I have a page there and on Facebook. So go on there and support. Shout out to DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. Support. He's into printing apparel. He has an IG page and Facebook. And he is Image Impressions, imageimpressions.com. You can go on the website as well. I think he changed it to Mike Images. Mike, you gotta hit me up. I think he did change it, but I'll give you that the plug soon. Or is it still? No, it's still Image Impressions, I believe. But I think his IG, I got to give you his IG. But he's on Facebook as Image Impressions, Mike Image Impressions. So hit him up. He's also a DJ, longtime DJ. He also has stuff for you to enjoy. DJ K Solo in the DMV area. Another good DJ. DJ X-Ray D in the ATL. And of course myself, DJ Lala, okay? And who else we got? Oh, LNL Catering All Events. She's on Facebook and IG. Halima at Delightful Desserts. She's got, let me tell you, both of the catering companies are good, especially Halima. She makes really good stuff, very creative stuff. If you need her, hit her up. Delightful Desserts on IG. Her name's Halima. Who else we got? Devin Michael Porter. He's into health products. He promotes and he has a clothing line. Oh, I use the vanilla cannoli creamer. It's delicious. So we got a lot to talk about this morning. What y'all cooking? What y'all cooking for Thanksgiving? Y'all need to let me know. Give me some new ideas. And like I told y'all yesterday, I do not have a traditional Thanksgiving. I am not a traditional person. I like to be creative and spontaneous and exciting, okay, at all times, okay? I don't know. I've just never been a traditional person when it came to a lot of things. I don't believe that you have to do everything. Oh, you're supposed to do this. This is supposed to happen. No, I don't suppose to do anything. I do whatever I want to do in my household. You feel me? Or whatever what makes me happy. You know, I don't necessarily have to do what everybody else is doing. If it don't serve any purpose for me and don't fill my spirit, guess what? I ain't doing it, honey. Yeah, I always do things a little different, try to be creative, and, you know, I am definitely going to have a fried cabbage, my mama's famous fried cabbage, southern fried cabbage, and, I am gonna have greens, of course. I do add, a pasta dish. I just like to cook. I am my mama's daughter, you know, she was a chef, she's a good, great cook, but I just love to cook. Even if, you know, it ain't a whole lot of people, I'm always doing it. But I love to experiment and the flavors and stuff like that. You know, come out with new creative ideas, recipes, stuff like that. Unless I'm busy, that's another thing. If I'm busy, then, you know, gotta wait. But I'm definitely, like I said yesterday, I'm going to make my famous salad. You know, a lot of people said they don't like salad, like just regular like salad. And I remember one time I had made a salad for this group. They're like, yeah, we don't really care for salad. Guess what? They were salad lovers after eating my salad, because I made my salad special. And I'm talking about not just a regular garden salad. I put some love and some thought into my salad. And I ain't gonna tell you what I put in my salad, but I do include boiled egg. I do in my salad. And I just, you know, look at the colors. I'm very, like, you know, and the flavors and all of that. I'm just, you know, very fragrant person. Flavorful. Maybe because I don't know. Maybe because I'm mixed up with different stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm black. So I had to throw that in there. Oh, my goodness. You know what? E, I'm gonna have to call you out, E. I was sitting there cooking and I was thinking of something so funny, and you probably don't remember. We're very proud of E, by the way. He's with the NYPD, but when we worked together, when I was managing, he was security, and we used to catch people. And I remember there was this one situation where we had left the person in the room and we walked out and we was like, okay, who gonna be the good cop? Who gonna be the bad cop? It was so funny. I forgot what happened, but I just had it played out in my head. I was laughing. Those were good times. Oh my God. I mean, it wasn't funny catching people stealing and all this other stuff. I mean, it was and it wasn't, because they had no business doing it. But it was like the whole scenario, just the way it went down was funny. Like, people do the darndest things, they say the darndest things. It's just, they come up with these scenarios and these little acting scenes. One lady, I don't think you were there for this one, E, it was somebody else. One lady grabbed onto my leg, told me she's gonna have a heart attack. And I wasn't trying to be mean, because I knew she was lying. I'm like, well, go on and have it, and I'll call 911. Because, I mean, she took a lot of stuff. So I'm like, oh, God. You know, a lot of y'all might be like, that's me. But she was faking. You could tell. She was perfectly fine until I said I was going to call the police. And sometimes we let people go, depending on. But you would never imagine the people. You could just never. I'm going to tell you. There were doctors in there, cops, teachers, stealing. Like, you just, it's unbelievable. It's like, are you serious? Do you got a problem? You need to see somebody about that. I don't understand. You don't need to do this. So, but, you know, there are a lot of people out there. They got these things where they need help with, you know, these habits. So, yeah, it was just, I was just thinking of that one. Oh my God, it was so funny. I'm like, what in the hell were we doing? But anyway, it was funny. I don't know if you remember, like, a lot of the times that we had caught people, but it was funny. But I just knew with the job that you had that you was, like, cut out to be a cop. But anyway, or, you know, I don't know. But anyway, it was funny. I can't even tell you. I don't want to spend time talking about it, but I just needed to tell you that, E. It was very funny. What else did I want to say? We do have a couple of questions. What do I want to talk about? What do y'all want to talk about? Hit me up and let me know what you're cooking, because I want to know. Maybe it's something that I can make next year or something that I can make next week. I don't know. It don't have to be for Thanksgiving if you have any nice recipes. But I do have a couple of questions. Make sure you watch the Soul Train Awards. It is Sunday. Monica's getting the Lady of Soul Awards. Y'all know that's my girl. It's going to be very interesting. Oh, you know what? I didn't get to say it in the other episode, but rest in peace to Bobby Brown Jr., Bobby Brown's son. He passed away at 28. I think that was a week or two ago. Very sad. Bobby Brown been going through a lot in the past few years, so prayers goes to him and his family. It's, very sad. Atlantic City, they going through it. Y'all know that's my spot, Atlantic City. In New Jersey, in case y'all didn't know, we call it AC. They going through it. I think they're down 37% on sales. Caesars, they're parting ways with one of their brands, Bally's. They're completing their sale. I think they're selling to another company or whatever. But as long as I don't touch the Trop, I love Tropicana. It's like they got everything all in one. The casinos, the clubs, the whatever, the shopping, whatever you need. So we'll see what happens, you know. Hopefully everything, they come up with a vaccine and everything is, you know, everything is a little better. Missy Elliott, oh my goodness. I saw this like weeks ago. I forgot to talk to y'all about it. She buys a bride her $1,300 dream wedding dress. Go Missy. And Missy looking good, by the way. You know what? A lot of these celebrities who claim they don't take anything or whatever, maybe it's their skin regimen. Because I know Nas, honey. Nas do not look his age. He look like he aging backwards. And he ain't the only one. I want to know what they use on his skin. I mean, I know I use a lot of products. I take all the vitamins that you could take for everything. You know, I've been doing that at an early age because, you know, that's just me. I'm the product queen. But big up to Missy. That's what's up. That, you know what? She'll never forget that. That's what's up. This used to be my song. So there was managers at a Tyson meat plant. And I forgot to tell y'all about this the other week, too. They had a betting pool on how many workers would get COVID. And there was a lawsuit that was in Waterloo, Iowa. That is messed up. Like, who does that? They having fun betting on this virus. How many people going to get it? Like, you got to be sick in the head. I mean, you ain't got nothing else to do. That sucks. Well, there's a lawsuit out still pending. That's crazy. Jim Carrey had tweeted, that was a couple weeks ago too, "May your life be as awesome as you pretend it is on Facebook and Snapchat," which is true. People do a lot of cap stuff. I don't know what the problem is. If I post something, it's like every once in a while, unless it's for business purposes. But a lot of people out here with they ish on Facebook, and you know what's up. You're like, I know her relationship was perfect like that on Facebook, because it is shit. Not that you're talking about people, but it's like, look, you ain't gotta make up stories and fake for Facebook or be flexing for Facebook. I mean, just don't put none at all if it ain't true. You know what I mean? Why are you making up stuff? But whatever, that's another story. We talked about that before. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about that. What else are we gonna talk about? There is a meme, but it's actually a quote from Rick Warren. Remember how far you've come, not just how far you have to go. You are not where you want to be, but neither are you where you used to be. That'll preach. Remember how far you've come, not just how far you have to go. You are not where you want to be, but neither are you where you used to be. That's facts. And I tell y'all that all the time. I mean, you may not be exactly where you want to be right now, but it's up to you to make the plan to get there, regardless of your resources, the money, or whatever. Take what you got and just soar. A lot of people have done that. Just look over your shoulder and just think about all the challenges you had to face and everything that you had to accomplish and go through. I mean, that's pretty damn good, right? Another one by, well, another good one, which Winston Churchill had quoted, you have enemies, good. That means you've stood up for something sometime in your life. That's true. Here's another one. I'm at a stage in my life where I keep myself out of arguments. Even if you tell me 1 + 1 = 5, you're absolutely correct. Enjoy. Let people say or think whatever about you. Don't waste your time arguing, especially when people don't know you at all. Instead, let that block button be your best friend. I know a lot of my homegirls, they'll block you in a minute, let you say the wrong thing. Sis is the same way too. Let you say the wrong word, honey. Block. They love that block. Long Island, oh my gosh, what is wrong? Long Island, what we doing? Queens, Brooklyn, what we doing? Now, Cuomo has, which he's doing a good job with this, by the way. He don't play that mess. He ain't like Atlanta or Texas. Like, he's really putting his foot down with the virus. He shut them city schools down. It got up to 3%. And cases, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, he shut it down. Long Island, we still have in person and remote. My daughter goes remote, but remote only for the city schools. Now he's given zones. So zones are, you know, where he created this plan where a lot of places, a lot of towns going to have restrictions. You know, you got the red, the orange, and the yellow zone. When it gets to that red zone, you shut down, honey. Orange, you know, you have a certain percentage of people that can be, be in a certain particular building where it's a percentage of gatherings, where it's in the middle. Yellow, you know, not so bad, but there's restrictions. Let me see what he put here. I think the orange is 25 people maximum. And outdoor dining, only 4-person maximum per table. That's an example, orange. When you go into the red, takeout only, and only essential businesses will be open in that area. Mass gatherings will be prohibited in the red zones. If you're in the yellow zone, it's 50% capacity, 25 people minimum, indoors and outdoors. Schools are still open if you're in the yellow zone, and indoor and outdoor dining, 4-person maximum per table. And then for schools, open, they're still open, but mandatory weekly testing of students and teachers. That's good. He ain't playing around, honey. He is not playing around. He don't play around with that ish. So, we got 2 questions for y'all. And I'm gonna leave y'all alone, let y'all go. What would y'all do? I've not read this. And then the other one is a situation my homeboy told me. Let me tell you the situation my homeboy told me first. So, I ain't gonna tell you the name, but let's just say that his mother-in-law lives with him and his wife. And because I meant to talk about this, we were supposed to talk about mother-in-laws before. We will still have the conversation. But reading this story made me think about it, so I'm gonna go ahead and say it. So let's just say your mother-in-law lives with you, has her own room. And let's just say the wife's sons live there too. I'm twisting it up a little bit. You know who you are. Told me the story. I think with the sons. I'm not sure. But the sons live there. Her grown children live there, I think. Or one of them. But the mother-in-law definitely lives there. And the wife really doesn't she doesn't really have a handle on her family. Okay, they do whatever they want to do, and she doesn't really say anything and doesn't respect her husband's feelings or things that he says. So it could be a bit of a turnoff. He said that is a problem. And it's a problem, and he can't, you know, take it. But what happens is the mother-in-law especially does whatever she wants, and she does things freely. You know, she's very unclean in her room, and she leaves doors open, and she's like naked. And it's uncomfortable for him, and you know, he hates to say anything because every time he says anything about things that go on, the wife doesn't really do anything about it. You know, she laughs it off, or yeah, blah, blah, blah. So we are going to talk about it, but I need to know from you what you would do in that situation. Would you stay and work it out? Is that a deal breaker? Would you just leave after having so many conversations about it? Let me tell you something. In my house, whether I'm male or female, ain't nobody gonna try to run me out of it or disrespect me in my house, especially if I'm also paying bills. If I live there and you're my partner, you know what I mean? You're gonna have to respect your partner's feelings about how they feel about things. You can't do whatever you want to do. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. And a lot of times you got people out here with their partners, married or not, and they're out here disrespecting people, not considering each other's feelings. So when it gets to that point, you've had the conversations, and some things you don't need to say. Some things is just common sense. Then you know what? It doesn't make the other person happy. And when the other person isn't happy, you know what happens, what comes next. They're going to find something that makes them happy. Not that I'm condoning anything, but it is what it is. It's reality. It happens, whether it's emotionally or physically. So, I mean, what are you going to do? So, either you stay or deal with it. And if you can't deal with it and you be miserable and you stay there, you just got to do something about it. Even if it, you know, if you got to leave or be separate. I mean, I don't know. After so many years, I mean, who wants to go home to that same thing where it doesn't make you happy all the time? So hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Also, the second question is, let me know how you feel about this. So a wife comes home from her shopping to find her husband in bed with her mother-in-law. Now hear me out. Not in bed like that. Okay, so her husband, I believe he was in a car accident. He got sick or something like that, and then he was in a car accident, and he was recovering. Okay, so she had asked the in-laws if they could kind of like help her out, blah blah blah, with the kids and him, and it just seemed like the father-in-law was tending more to the kids than the mother-in-law. She spent most of her time up where the son was, treating him like a baby. And I think it was at first he wasn't conscious or something like that, and then he gained his consciousness, and she was like overdoing it. Now, I'm gonna say this. That is her son, so of course she gonna feel some type of way. And I feel like the wife shouldn't be in her bag too much, okay, when it comes to the mother caring for her son. Now, there are some mothers who overdo it. I do understand, but he's been in an accident. That I can understand that. Now, the weird part is when she's not really helping out and making the father-in-law do everything with, you know, to help out with the kids in the house, and she's like laying up in the bed with him all day. Now, come on now. Is he the only child? Because that's when you know, only child behavior. Because my ex, he's the only child. And the mother, still to this day, treats him like a baby. She was washing his clothes still up until he was 30-something. And then when I used to do it, it was like nothing I did was right. So I'm like, you know what? At first, I'm like, whatever. I could deal with it. Because I dealt with things that was far more worse than this, right? But then after a while, it gets kind of old. You know what I'm saying? You know how you do the same thing over and over again and it gets stale, gets old, it's expired. Okay, let me just put it to you that way. It's expired. You just have no more use for it. So I just got kind of tired of her, like, with the insults, and I can never do anything right, and everything she does is better, and treat him like a baby. And you know, every time he would do something, that wasn't right, she would stick up for that. And then he was very irresponsible, and I kind of felt like I was doing everything. I'm like, are you a man or what? You know what I mean? So it got kind of old, and it was a turnoff, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make my plan and do what I need to do, but I don't want that to be the only reason. Oh, but there was other reasons. He was an asshole on top of that, and he didn't really do what he needed to do as far as being a good man to me. So that was all I needed to be out. You know what I mean? So I said, you know, I'm going to be here. This is one of these things we talked about where sometimes you're in a situation where you have to be there, but the important part is you need to make your plan as to what you're going to do. So that's what I did. And I was out after that. I just couldn't do it. So if he's the only child, mama's boy, girl, I don't know. But her overdoing it, that's too much. Not, you know, helping out the father-in-law, helping out with the kids, which that's why they're there in the first place, and being all up under him like that. So, and then giving the wife an attitude and insulting her and all kind of stuff. That's what the mother-in-law did, you know. So I don't agree with. So hit me up and let me know how you feel about those two situations. And y'all be safe out there. There's another thing too I just want to touch on. A lot of people were going in on A-Rod and J-Lo because he took a picture of them being on a private jet, and there was a nice ass bed on that private jet, going home, traveling from, I don't know where it said, wherever, back to New York, because, you know, they're from New York, and they took a picture in Manhattan, and A-Rod had posed a question and asked people, what did he ask? He asked, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving, traveling back to New York, traveling back home? And a lot of people they was in their feelings, they was in their bag, and they was like, you know what, we're not doing anything. We had to cancel our plans. I mean, I get it, but why you mad, sis? Now you looking like a hater. I mean, although they said no traveling, they said that during the worst part of the pandemic and people were still traveling. And maybe he's not going to be, I mean, he was on his own private jet. He wasn't around people. Maybe just him, J-Lo, and the kids. Maybe they're not going to be around a whole bunch of family. You know what I mean? And if so, that's on them, you know, to be, you know, they got to be careful. But we ultimately make our own decisions. But I mean, we had a lot of people in there. In the comments, they was just hitting them with the, you know, the haterade. It was like, what? I mean, it was crazy. Exclamation marks and the question marks. It's like, come on, yo. Like, now y'all sound like a bunch of haters. I know they said no traveling, but they've been saying that for like 8 months and people were still traveling. That's on them. They just got to be careful. I don't know. Hit me up and let me know how y'all feel about that. I don't think he meant any harm or was bragging or anything or trying to, you know what I'm saying, boast about his private plane taking pictures. It's ultimately in the picture, it was just he was taking a picture of the dog, and he was sitting down in a chair, and it had J-Lo in the back on her phone, and you could see part of one of the kids. I mean, I don't really think he meant any harm by that. So social media is horrible. Like, they always taking things, doing too much. They just doing too much. Things always go left. I mean, you could take something nice and clean and like a good message, and they turn that ish upside down. It's like, oh, what they mean by that? Like, stop being in your feelings, yo. Like, oh my God, they just, that's how it is, though. We gotta have it, right? I mean, we ain't gotta be on it that much and post all our business on there. The social media can be deadly to some. Social media can be trouble for a lot of people. You just don't understand. I know a lot of people, they don't even have Facebook no more. They shut it down because a lot of ish happens on there with people lying or just arguing or, you know, not getting the wrong thing from people. You know what I mean? It's like craziness. And that's a good thing. If you stay out of trouble, your mind is clear. You feel me? You see trouble ahead, you need to make a U-turn. That you know what? And I applaud all the men out there who have great control and a great sense of, you know, direction and what they need to do. You know, when they see a fire up ahead, they know to just make a turn. You know what I mean? You know, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Because there's a lot of females out there. They will trap you. They will put you in a trap. Okay, it could be your best friend. They'll trap you. You sitting there thinking, oh, you know, we don't like each other like that. That's my friend. Next thing you know, you get a new, wait till you get a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. People think of some evil stuff when they're jealous. We talked about jealousy yesterday. A lot of jealous people out there. I mean, you think I'm lying? A lot of people are jealous of a lot of stuff that they don't need to be jealous over. I've never been jealous of any normal jealousy, like say your man, you know, say a girl is cute, you be like, why she think, you know, why you think how, she's cute? That's normal jealousy. But when you jealous because somebody look better than you, or they're moving forward, or they're in a new relationship, or they found a soulmate, or they just bought a house or a car, like, come on. You can get the same thing if you put your mind to it. You know, one day, not everybody is meant to have their thing or what they need at all at the same time. You know, sometimes we have, you know, different storms that may knock us off our path to get what we need to get. That's our fault. So do what you need to do to get there. Sorry about that. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank y'all so much for the support. I really do appreciate y'all. I really do. And I'm going to get some more mixes on here for y'all, because I have a lot. Just want to get some more on here for y'all. And y'all be safe. Protect yourselves. Be happy. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I would say don't eat too much, but eat too much. Because you won't have leftovers. I hope y'all bought that, you know, that 25-pack, that 50-pack of River Maid. Because y'all going to need it, honey. It's on sale at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Is that about one? You can't, you know, be putting pots all up in the refrigerator, honey. You got to put it in some containers. It ain't going to fit. So, hope you have a great holiday. Whether you're doing anything or not. Whether you, you know, and I... From what, you know, what's going on, you know, you can't have mass gatherings, or, you know, you got to be careful if you're going to have some people over. But, you know, do what you got to do to be happy. To some, they're saying it's just another holiday, which it is, you know. Sometimes the holidays aren't the same depending on what you had going on in your life this year or previously. So I get it. I understand. If you're bitter about it, I don't judge you, because, you know, I lost my mother this year, and, you know, it's been an emotional roller coaster, so I get it. Holidays won't be the same. So long as you don't push that bitterness towards people, and you know what I mean, a lot of some things you got to keep to yourself. It's nobody's fault, so you just gotta do what you gotta do to be happy, whatever that is for you. I hope you have a great holiday. I will talk to you soon, possibly Friday. Have a great day, kings, queens. Keep your head up. Everything's gonna be okay, I promise. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, this used to be my ish. Still is. You know how songs that came out before, they don't hit different at all. They hit the same. It's really good. Some songs sound like they brand new, right? That's right, Alicia. Let me leave y'all alone. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to y'all soon. Love, live, and laugh. Super.